360 Biz on CliffCentral.com.
It is indeed CliffCentral 360 Biz. My name is Debo Homafodi. Welcome to another exciting installment of 360 Biz. I was actually excited because we've been dancing. This is quite a nice song, you know, actually for a Tuesday, because it's not always that you get, you know, to actually have body reflexes and reflexes your mind and your blood and whatever. Because, you know, people have got high blood pressure. So now it's something that, you know what, if you have an opportunity to actually have body reflexes or even dance a bit, why not? I mean, it is indeed a beautiful afternoon, and on a Tuesday, I'm alone today in studio, and my boy Bulelani unfortunately couldn't make it. More than anything, let me take this opportunity to actually congratulate him. This morning, he actually delivered, or the girlfriend or the fiance delivered, a baby boy. So his name is Zogo. So he actually called me to tell me the good news, and I was like, no, my brother, you have to sit there and definitely look after the young man. So big up to you, boy, out there. And more than anything, I think it's a blessing having a child. You've actually brought in someone onto this world. We actually brought in other people who would actually say you've birthed a product, like just like how we birth actually business. Speaking of a product, today is actually one of the discussions that we're having. What we're talking about today, we're talking about business of products, because other people out there, their products themselves, others sell and distribute products, others package products. I'm actually excited with the kind of guests that I'm having in studio as well. These are the guests that definitely are in the space of product placement. Others are product creation, and others, they're actually out there different, doing different things, but all around the space of product. But to some of you, you might not know, or you might know that there is a product with, in terms of something that is tangible, and there is a product as well in terms of something that is of a service. That's a discussion that we're having today. I mean, if you run a startup, you know that it's really hard to get people to try your product, especially if it's a new product. And we are familiar with startups that introduce new products and get millions of people to use them. After all, potential customers don't know whether you'll be around in 3 months from now or whether you'll be disappearing. But joining us today on the discussion, around the discussion of product business, is Mr. Bonsai Shange, who's a serial entrepreneur. You'll get to introduce himself and tell you more about what he does. I know this man. In fact, I knew about this man from a long time ago, during the time of entertainment. This man was actually music. I know he used to be a music freak. I don't know whether he still is though, but we'll get to find out that about that when I actually introduce him. And we've got a good friend, Gugu Makari, who's also sources products for other entrepreneurs who's going to tell us more about how to create a product, or be one, or even sell one. That's what we have today on the discussion right here on 360 Biz. If ever you want to join in a discussion, you can definitely call us. Our studio line, it's 0861 555189. We're on Twitter as well. Our Twitter handle, it's at cliffcentral.com. We're on Facebook as well. Our Facebook page is Cliff Central. We're on WeChat as well. Our WeChat ID is Cliff Central. If you want to follow me on social media, I am Debo Homafodi on Facebook, at Debo Homafodi on Twitter, and at Debo Homafodi on Instagram. Let me take this opportunity to actually welcome my guests in the studio. Hey, these people have got some voices, man, you know. I don't know, others they call them bedroom voices, others they call them money voices. I don't know, but it may, let me know, sweetheart. Let me take this opportunity for them to actually speak for themselves. My brother, how are you? Bonsai.
Debza, good seeing you, sir.
No, good to see you too, my brother.
I'm so glad to be here.
No, it's good to have you. Yeah. Do you want to take this opportunity to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what is that you do?
Greetings to your listeners. My name is Bonsai Shongwe. Well, I'm a best-selling author, public speaker, and you know, like you said, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I started off in the music industry, moved and broadened my horizons to the entertainment industry. And I'm still a musician, of course. You don't get healed of that bug.
Is it?
when it bites you, it owns you for life.
But I'm sure you're gonna give us a note. I'm sure you're gonna Google tell me you don't wanna hear a note.
Of course.
Do you get everything you want, Google?
Sometimes.
No, I'm not a singer. I'm a pianist.
Oh, you're a pianist.
So I can sing. I can sing well enough to fake that I can sing. In fact, when I finished my work in the music industry, because I had always produced music for artists, discovered artists, marketed them, and had a record company. When I wanted to get out of that space and focus more on my speaking, I actually did a house song called I Wanna Tell My Story.
You did
to
the song.
World. So I was actually declaring my exit.
Wow.
And I was saying, I want to tell my story to the world. So yeah. I was saying, I'm leaving to go talk now.
Is it? And interesting enough, you know, people don't know that you're the guy behind Pastor Bobo, you know?
Yeah.
Do you wanna tell us a bit about that? Because I know that he's one of the products that you created. In fact, you know what? It's actually exciting because you've got so many things around you. You've constantly having been reinventing yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, I know some of us who are in the space of entertainment space or in the space of speaking, because of people like you. So I mean, but what has been the one thing? I don't want to get to the exciting part as yet. But one thing, what is the one thing that actually led you to say, you know what, you want to be in a position not only to reinvent yourself, but to actually reinvent others and launch careers out of them?
You know, I discovered my purpose at some point in life.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when I talk to people about what I do, what I have done, and what I still plan to do, it can seem like many different things. And to me, it's not many different things, because I have one purpose, and my purpose is to turn ordinary people into history makers.
Okay, I love that. You need to repeat that, my brother.
I exist for that purpose. I turn ordinary people to history makers.
Okay.
It also applies to projects too. So what turns me on and gets my juices flowing is that I can make history. So if someone brings me a huge project and it will only be profitable but not make a dent in culture, I don't take it. There's got to be a historic element to it. And so that was my enjoyment, and what drove me with entertainment is we could take someone who just does hair. For instance, when I met Kelly Kumalo, she was at a hairdresser, singing at church, but working and doing people's hair for 2,000 rands a month.
And interesting is that people don't know that you're one of the people that brought Kelly into the spotlight.
Absolutely.
But you know, Mr. Shongwe, that's not fair. We need to be celebrating black brothers. We need to be celebrating people like you today.
But you see, when I do that, I do that so that if by the time I finish working with Kelly Kumalo, her name still remains in culture, that's my celebration. You see, that's what gives me fulfillment. and so that applies across. I mean, from Zambia, I'm saying, oh, I'm Shoza, Kelly Kumalo, Pastor Mpopo, and everything I did in entertainment. I think that's celebration enough for me.
Yeah. So now you said, okay, but we're going to come back to that story. Let's bring in Osis Kuku Makari. Kuku, how are you, ma'am?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
No, good, thanks. You see, Ushongo is taking up the show.
I know, right? Like, I was just sitting here, I'm like, what am I going to say after this? I mean, he's saying so much.
Yeah. No, maybe you can start by saying hi to our listeners. Tell us who you are and what is that you do.
Hi, listeners out there. my name is Guguletu Makari. I run a company called Maryweb Pty Limited. What I do exactly is I source products manufactured in Asia, and in the near future, I'm going to be extending to other countries.
Continue.
Okay. Actually, really, I'm really, really, really passionate about what I do, you know. I've established a database of different manufacturers. I mostly deal with small businesses where I assist them or help them find products, and I negotiate price and quality for them with, obviously, different factories, you know.
So now tell me, I mean, I know that today, Shongwe just spoke about creating people to be history makers.
Yeah.
I know the word history maker, it's not new. In your world, you know, the minute he said that, I mean, for me, I got excited because, you know, it's all about making history.
No, it is.
And I know being a person that comes from, yes, being a person that comes from the East Rand, obviously, yes. You're coming from Etema.
Yes, Etema.
And I know that you are another person that as well in my life that has always been reinventing yourself. You know, what has been, tell us about maybe in the beginning, how did you actually start, for you to actually get into the business or for you to decide to say you shall become a hustler? Because I know you were a hustler before you became a business owner.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, being raised, by an entrepreneurial mom, you know, a single mom, at home we had e-tech shop, you know, Elokshin, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up in that environment where my mom had a shipping and she also had the tuck shop. So I learned the business from that age, actually. And for me to study and be able to assist at home as well, I had to be selling food, amakota, like, you know, what they call bunny chows.
Mm-hmm.
I had to be selling that at school to make ends meet, to assist at home.
So this thing started a long time ago.
No. I'm born an entrepreneur, you know.
You actually grew up with it, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, so I had no other choice but to do that. I tried, though, working for someone else. It just didn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it. In my life, my entire life, I'm 33 years this year, but in my entire life, all in all, like the work I've ever done working for, being employed, mm-hmm. was in total 2 years.
Sure.
Yes.
So in your life, you've only worked for 2 years.
Basically, when I put put all of it together.
I think she doesn't like taking instructions.
Well, that's a bit too harsh, but probably no, that too.
No, but I could actually believe it. Because, you know, Bonzai, when I was employed, I always say to people, I think I was a bad employee. Eh?
Yeah.
You know, because I think the longest I stayed in a company, it was, I think, 2.5 years. But at least with me, I worked for different companies. So I think I've got at least close to 6-7 years of being employed. So.
Oh, okay. Well, with me, it was different companies. But
in 2 years.
Yes, in two. It's so like two, like two it, years, two and a half
it
years.
It means with one company, you spend 2 months, with the other one, 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months, 6 months.
Prosecution rest.
Yeah.
No, I think we have that in common. I worked 2 years as well.
Mm-hmm.
I started at a music studio, working as an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, I had moved in 2 years to being a licensor at the same company.
Sure.
And then 2 years later, I was a competitor, but we were friends, but
okay,
competed in the market. So
mm-hmm.
I also worked only 2 years, actually. So, so we're sitting with entrepreneurs today,
you know.
Yeah, no, definitely we are. So now, I mean, Bonzai, coming back to you, you were telling us earlier the story about how you found Kelly Kumalo in a salon doing hair. And you know, what was she singing? Was she, tell us about that experience.
No. Actually, how we discovered her is I was a judge. There was a show called Gospel Star.
Okay.
Before reality got so big, so it was one of those shows, and actually she came third.
Hmm.
And when she lost, she broke into tears, and I broke into a smile.
Why?
Because I thought, wonderful, she's off the competition.
Okay.
We could get to sign her direct.
Oh.
And when we went to then go meet her to discuss working together, she was working at a salon that time, and she was singing part-time, and she had been on the show only because
mm-hmm.
an opportunity came up. And then spent some time talking, and yeah, I guess the rest is history.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, it's actually interesting. You know, I guess it's true whenever they say entrepreneurs see opportunities where others don't.
Where others see problems.
Yes.
Actually.
You know,
she was crying. Even when we met her, she was still crying. It took a while for her to understand, no, you have an opportunity bigger than winning the reality show.
Hmm.
And then we took it from there.
Yeah, no, it's actually interesting that you're saying. Then from the at the time, did you have a record label, or it was before you had the record label?
I had a record label. She was the first artist
mm-hmm.
that Bonzai Entertainment launched as a completely independent entity.
Okay.
So and then Pastor Mpopo was then after that.
Yeah, and I remember you shared the story about Pastor Mpopo. I know that there's some of our listeners that don't know how that came about. I'm sure Duncan, you don't know as well, know how Pastor Mpopo came about, right? So do you want to quickly share with us the story how Pastor Mpopo came about?
I think when we speak about products, which is also, you heard me at Speakers University, I think, yes, speaking about that last year. Mm. When it comes to products, what actually happened is we had Kelly Kumalo as an artist by that time.
Okay.
And there was this friend of mine who just told funny church jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And you could sit with him and just laugh and cry for an hour, even up till 2 hours.
Okay.
And he's just telling church jokes and he's acting like a funny deacon and speak like a funny pastor and things like that. And while he was doing that, I said, you know what? Wait. Come next door. I went into my studio, pressed record, and I said, sit in front of the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just told his jokes and he went on and on and on.
Okay.
And when he had finished with that, I took that, edited it,
mm-hmm,
and started marketing it around.
Sure.
So before you know it, he was on radio. His show was the biggest show in Gauteng.
I remember that. I mean, it was during the times of YFM and them.
Yeah.
But now, how did you come up with the name Mpopo?
Mpopo, actually, I came up with the name because I asked him, what is a microphone ngesiZulu?
Okay.
So a microphone...
Okay.
So I was like, good, you are Pastor Mpopo. You talk about youth issues. You are the coolest. You think you're cool, but you're not.
Mm.
So we're gonna bling you over the top. You're gonna get a big perm over the top. You're gonna wear the most over the top shades. You talk to young people and you try to be cool, but you're ridiculous because you're not. And that's how he was born.
Okay. No, I didn't know that. Google, did you know that?
No, I didn't know at all. Interesting though, eh?
Yeah.
What did you have in mind?
For me, I thought it was a character. That's who he was.
Yeah.
And that's who was incorporated, or to say, okay, you know what, I'm looking for a record label and this and this and this. You know, little did I know that he was discovered.
Yeah.
And interesting enough, one of the producers was telling me that they've got one of your songs on the quick play. You know, maybe we'll get to actually for people to hear the song that you're speaking about. But for me, really, I actually thought that it was a character that he was, and that was actually brought into play. I didn't think that he was found, and it was a brand that was actually built.
Yeah, no, the character is created. The person actually who plays that character is actually a great singer.
Mm-hmm.
But the character was created because a potential product presented itself,
mm-hmm,
and then we turned just a joke with guys into a real product that ended up signing R1 million endorsement deal.
Sure.
12 months later,
yeah,
for a chewing gum company.
Wow. And where's Pastor Mpopo today?
Well, when I quit,
mm,
I spoke to everyone and said, guys, I'm too old for this. Can I leave? And then we passed on. In fact, we passed on Bonsai Entertainment through a merger with a company called LSM Productions,
mm-hmm,
which is still going strong, run by Linda Mweketsi.
Mm-hmm.
Linda Mweketsi actually used to road manage for us. So he used to go on the road with Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
But we then realized this is the most dynamic individual.
Mm.
And then soon he was running the whole company. So when I quit, then I kept 50% and everything fell into that company. So
wow,
I moved on to be old and gray and wise.
Is it? Wow. No, ladies and gentlemen, if ever you've just tuned in, that was the voice of Mr. Bonsai Shongwe. We're talking product packaging and product business today. People that actually reinvent themselves, turn themselves into a product, or even that help others turn themselves into a product. We as well have Gugu Makare, who sources product for other entrepreneurs. I am more than anything, Bonsai, before obviously earlier on, he told us about the song that you know, he actually wrote DJ Dira and DJ Songs, Tell My Story. We've got a surprise right after the song. Let's hear what song he was talking about. Wow, it is indeed 360 Biz. This is indeed the song that Mr. Bonsai Shongwe, that, you know what, he has actually written it. I remember back in the days, we used to date. We used to date. We used to actually dance for that song, on that song. You guys are corrupt. You guys are corrupt. So, you know, and you know how Bonsai, you know how in the cartoons, ne?
Yeah.
Whenever the there's a beautiful woman, then the next thing the eyes go out.
Oh, yeah.
And you start becoming clumsy, dropping things, yeah, and whatsoever, you know. So I mean, so now, you know, and the heart starts beating fast, you start swallowing your words and the likes, you know. So now, I mean, it has been good. At least we were overcrowding Gugu, you know, because being the only female in studio. So now, I mean, she's
rescued.
Yeah, no, she has actually indeed been rescued. Let me take this moment to actually introduce our latecomer for the day. This woman is an amazing woman. Actually, Kimusoto, you know. Born in Lesotho, Mandisa Badil. I mean, she's an actress, she's a singer, and you know what? What are you not, Badil? What are you not?
A lot of things, Woody. We'll get into that after the show.
I didn't hear that?
I say there's a lot of things that I'm not.
Okay.
But I'm here to talk about the things that I am today.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She did say there would be further engagement after the show.
Offline.
I just thought I'll.
Oh, okay.
Repeat.
No, thank you for clarifying that one for me.
Thank you, Bonsai.
Mandisa, do you want to take this opportunity to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are, what is that you do?
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having me, lastminute.com, on your show. I appreciate it. At the moment, I'm a promoter of up-and-coming emerging musicians,
mm-hmm,
who are about to break into the industry. So they've been doing their thing for a long time. It's not your idols types who sort of come and say, let me see if I can sing. They're actually, this is what they want to do as, mm-hmm, a career. So, yeah, I run a show called Up and Coming,
mm-hmm,
every last Wednesday of the month,
okay,
at the Hard Rock Cafe in Nelson Mandela Square. And we have a wonderful show happening tomorrow night.
Is it? So now tell me, Mandisa, you said you give an opportunity to upcoming, I mean, people, or you, in fact, in short, you create brands, you create products. I mean, it's one of the things, it's one of the businesses that Mr. Shong used to be in before he was in the business that he is in. I mean, do you want to tell us from the beginning as to how you actually started being in that space that you're in?
Well, I wouldn't say that I create brands. I give up-and-coming emerging musicians a platform.
Oh, okay.
To come and showcase their music,
mm-hmm,
their art, their craft,
mm-hmm,
in front of what I call a relevant audience.
A relevant audience.
Okay. Of music lovers, music appreciators, industry. So your record labels come through, media, events companies, anybody who is interested in live music,
mm-hmm,
and can help to give further their opportunities.
Okay.
So it's a networking session as well, mm-hmm, for up and coming musicians and industry, which is really fabulous.
So now, I mean, you are a brand.
Yes.
You are a product. So you sell your time, you sell your expertise.
Uh-huh.
But there's someone that's listening out there that's hearing about this, Mandisa Badil, for the very first time.
Uh-huh.
How did you actually start?
Well, I mean, my background is in performing arts.
Mm-hmm.
I studied performing arts at UCT.
Okay.
Many, many years ago. I won't say how many.
Okay. No, don't worry. We won't start counting.
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
No.
And then I went to London and I performed a lot on West End stages. I performed a lot back here when I came back.
Mm-hmm.
I did quite a bit of television work, shows like Nomzamo, Ubizo, a little bit of Isidingo at some point.
Okay.
But it was when I got hired to produce the opening and closing ceremonies of the World Cup, mm-hmm, in 2010, that I met all these incredible, talented young South Africans who were a little bit frustrated because they didn't have platforms to perform on. And that's where the idea of starting this up and coming solution came to life.
So to them it's a solution, but to you it's a business.
Well, at the time it wasn't, hey. I don't want to lie to you. It was really more of a, because I'm an artist. Mm-hmm. So I was doing something for them, but I suppose also for myself to create a platform for me as well. Mm-hmm. And not to complain, but rather to come up with a solution. But now, 5 years later, yes, it is becoming a brand. It's got its own feet. It's got its own legs. It's running itself. Mm-hmm. And I do want to find other ways of maximizing, from it in lots of different ways, merchandising, upselling the content. There's a lot of content that we've gathered over the last 5 years of amazing talent. So yes, now I would say that up and coming is becoming a business.
That's it. So Gugu, tell me, I mean, you are in the midst of two entrepreneurs that are doing amazing things in their space, but now with them, they're selling a service. Or they're selling their time, they're selling their expertise as a form of their business. So it's actually their product.
Yeah.
So in you sell tangibility, you sell products.
Yes.
For actually entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think is there much difference that you do from what they do in terms of selling their expertise?
Yeah, there is. How I actually started my business was that I had resigned from the company I used to work for, and I decided to go to China for a while, for like almost 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was there, I was getting a lot of requests, you know, from friends saying, can you find me this product? And people will be asking, do you know where I can get this? So I thought, wow, that's a business model altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So why not start a business in sourcing products, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there is really a big need, especially for the startup companies,
mm-hmm.
like your small businesses. They usually don't know where to get particular products.
Yeah.
So that's where I come in, you know, now. I source those products for them, and I negotiate the price and the quality with the manufacturers, exactly.
Hmm. Yeah, ne? The Uber of products.
The Uber.
I love how Shongwe put it earlier. He said you are what are you, like the Alibaba?
The Alibaba,
yeah.
Personal Alibaba.
Exactly, that's me. That's just me.
Is it? Yeah. But now, you know, Shongwe, let me come back to you. You've been in business for a lot of years.
Yeah.
And being in business for a lot of years, obviously you've realized, even the studies that have shown you that an average entrepreneur actually runs a business for a period of 2 to 3 years before it goes down, or in that period it's when businesses fail. Why do you think businesses fail? Is it fact that they can't probably particularly package themselves well, or is it the fact that they can't present themselves well, or what do you think are some of the failures that entrepreneurs face?
You know, you're asking me a question that falls right into the center of my passion.
Okay.
Because you realize, for instance, I'm speaking at a function on Saturday called Speakers University.
Is it this Saturday already?
It's this Saturday, the 28th.
Oh, okay.
Where it's about speaking, and there'll be all the greats like Billy Silikani, Abner Mariri, and speaking about the speaking industry, which I speak I am.
Okay.
But I'm also an author. I have a book.
Oh, I love the story about how that book came, especially girl's book. Okay, yeah, continue. Sorry.
I think when you heard the story about the girl's book, I don't know where we were. We've now sold 10,000 copies in over 10 countries.
Wow.
And the book is not on a single shelf. It's all been direct sales. Every single one of those, well, except where we sell at conferences. Every single one, you know, say 60% of the copies were because someone called in, asked for the book, deposited the money, and then the book was dispatched.
Sure.
And so that's why even as speakers of university, I'm speaking about making and selling your own product.
Okay.
Because I think what makes business go down is that I have a book that is about a month away now.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Entrepreneurship Lessons I've Learned from Motorcycling. Because I ride a bike as well.
Like me. Eh?
Okay.
No, we're bikers.
Similar interest.
You cannot hate. No, we have, our interest, you know, is not money only, you know.
Okay, it seems like, are you also, Mandisa, a biker?
I've thought about it. I fantasize about it from time to time, but you know.
No, it's for us. It's not an interest.
They have similar interests. They fantasize about it.
Yeah. Oh, please.
They have an interest. We have a crisis.
Okay.
Midlife, to be more precise.
Okay.
No. So what happens in and what I do in that book is I compare motorcycling.
Okay.
Versus driving a car.
Hmm.
So when you're on a motorcycle,
mm-hmm.
you trust your agility for your safety.
Mm-hmm. You just spoke too much English. I mean, I don't know what is agility.
Agility means,
I'm not gonna lie.
Agility means you can turn, you can flick it, you okay. can, you know, you can fit in a gap.
Okay.
You can run between lanes.
Mm-hmm.
Anything's possible with a car. You can move quickly. You can change direction with a bike.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually where your safety comes from. Okay. While with a car, your safety comes from the size of the car. And I think the big reason why entrepreneurs go down is because they try to get into riding a bike and they use car rules. That's why people tell you, I'm looking for funding.
That is a revelation, my brother. Do you know, if I was in church, I would say Isambul.
Amen.
Yes. Okay, continue.
And so I think what happens is often entrepreneurs, startups especially, don't know how to play by these rules. And it doesn't help also that our education tends to focus on all the rules for driving a car, as in established and big business. So first of all, I think for me, if you had to say, give me the number one, this is the number one reason why I think many entrepreneurs go down. Number one is because they don't know how to engage leverage. Mm. So they think in terms of, they say, marketing, I wish I could advertise, if someone could get me a platform, if someone could, and they don't know how to use leverage like an entrepreneur to literally do what cars can't do to get their stuff out there. And, you know, there are too many reasons, I think. But I think the main one is leverage.
Mm.
I'll give you an example. When we had when we were about to launch Kelly Kumalo's album called Qinisela, I sat across the table with a gentleman that used to work at EMI. He had Mandoza. He had a 500,000 rands budget for one of Mandoza's album. And because we were friends and because he's no longer there, he won't get into trouble. But he actually showed me his budget. And it was R500,000. I remember because they even bought pictures on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I sat across because he was a friend. I showed him, we have 36,000 rands. And I said, I'm going to beat you. Let's talk in 9 months' time. I would have outsold you. And we did outsell him.
How did you do it, though?
By engaging leverage. And not approaching what you do as big business. See, they have lots of money. They buy big things. That's how they market. So we applied principles that would engage leverage as far as every cent must be worth 100 cents, must be worth a rand. And so it takes creativity. It's not something we could, you know, get into quickly now. But it takes creativity. It takes thinking.
You are aware that I'm going to bring you back, though, eh?
I am fully aware.
Yeah, and you are aware that I'm going to have you on my TV show as well, eh?
I'm fully aware.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now that you've said that.
No, it's fine. I mean, coming back to you, Mandisa, Bonzai is speaking of something very interesting about the power of leveraging. I know you have an event tomorrow, and you've leveraged, you've brought in artists, you've brought in brands, and you know what, you're bringing in people. You know, what is the importance of leveraging amongst the relationships that you have? And interesting enough, we were at the, London visa office right now together, you know, and because of the power of relationships, I mean, she's, you know,
sitting right here right now.
Yeah.
Relationships are key, obviously. And, you know, I started this thing all by myself 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what I was doing. I just went with my gut instinct and my passion. I was lucky and blessed enough to do the 10,000 Women Entrepreneurship course at Gibbs, which gave me a few more skills and aha moments, and that I actually did know what I was doing. I just didn't know the language around it.
Mm-hmm.
But I must say, it's taken me a while to understand the tricks of business, and I still have a lot to learn, and I'd actually like to chill with you, Bonzai, sometime over a cognac or something, and we can I can pick your brain.
Green tea?
Green tea can work.
Done.
Green tea can work. It gives you a flat stomach, so that can always work.
What are you saying about his stomach?
No, about mine, not his. And where I am today at the Hard Rock, you know, we started at the Baseline 5 years ago in a little room. You know the little room at the Baseline?
Oh, yes.
With like 50 people, and it was grungy, and we had those white plastic chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm at the Hard Rock Cafe with like 400 to 500 people, and we have nice cocktail tables. And I think that is because of the relationships I've leveraged. I just walk into places, and I'm like, this is what I'm doing. It's great. You've got to have it in your venue. And every single time it works, you know, and I think that's just passion that I use. Passion, instinct, and truth are the things that I always use. I don't use big business language because it doesn't resonate with me. I'd like to get there at some stage, but this is what I've been using as
Mandisa. No, don't worry. You're part of my life right now, so you're going to get there. You know,
I'll be all right with you, baby. I'm sticking with you.
Yeah, we're going to hook you up. Then after I'm done with you, Bonsai, and then I start thing, or we're going to be doing, you know, parallel.
Yeah.
When it comes to hooking up, eh?
Yeah, no, definitely.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think, Gugu, you know me for the longest time.
Yeah.
I'm not selfish with information.
No, definitely.
And I'm not selfish with, you know, opening up opportunities for people, because that's what we are.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's about time that we do that for us brothers and sisters, for each other. I think for me, Bonsai, right now, I think where we've been exposed to business-wise, I think it's where the sisters are still heading. Yeah. So if ever there's a way that we can help them be there, why not, you know?
Mm.
So I think, but more than anything, Bonsai, you spoke about the Speakers University on Saturday, where you're bringing in top country speakers.
Yeah.
And the most interesting thing is that when they say Robert Kiyosaki is coming to the country, or whoever from America or with an accent, we all, you know, pay thousands and all of these things to go support them.
Mm.
But we don't support our own. Do you want to tell us more about the Speakers University?
Absolutely. I think we realize this, that you know, and look, there are other reasons why we tend to feel that we get more value if you hear 1 + 1 = 2 with an accent, as opposed to 1 + 1 = 2 without an accent. So you know, but I think one of the things that we discovered, Speakers University was actually founded by myself and Simpiwe Masiza.
Oh, by the way, Simpiwe, I know is listening. Simpiwe, I don't understand how come I'm not on that program, my brother, but it's okay.
You're on next year.
Okay, yeah.
Simpiwe Masiza was also a speaker. Mm. In fact, his life was saved by hearing a speaker, Dr. David Molapo.
Yes.
He was a Knox man, that means a gambler, and a naughty boy.
Mm.
And he heard a talk by Dr. David Molapo, then he started giving that talk at every other school.
Wow.
And ended up working for David Molapo before studying in Powerworks. But now what happened is, when he stopped speaking, then at Empowerworks Speakers Bureau, we got about 200 speakers now on the books.
I'm one of them, by the way.
Absolutely. Yeah. The best of the best. So yes, we got the you know, the cream of the crop. Thought leaders, entertainers, speakers, MCs, comedians, but we realize that we need to pass the information down so that we have more dynamic speakers in the country, and we just increase the communication ability of speakers, and managers and leaders and people in general, because speaking is one of the keys to personal and career success.
True.
And so then we got, I mean, depending who you ask in South Africa, Billy Silikani is sometimes amazing, rated guy. Number one.
I had him on the show 2 weeks back.
Yeah, brilliant communicator. Yeah. He gives the keynote. We have Abner Mariri.
Oh, the legend. That's my mentor.
The absolute. Yeah, yeah, yes. We'll have Linda Ntuli, Sipho Mnyakeni, a PowerPoint guru.
From what time, by the way?
And Dr. Aaron Lichuti. You've got to hear that guy.
Okay.
Amazing communicator. He used to run John Maxwell's program in the Northwest.
Oh,
he used to overlook that program. One of the most. So we have all these great speakers literally having 30 minutes to say, what is your ultimate secret that you would tell anyone who wants to improve their communication ability? And so that's what...
You need to be there, by the way. It's an instruction.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, you know, Debo has put me on the spot, you know, when he goes to speak and he says, come with me. Yeah. And I never refuse the opportunity because I actually grow a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm also a speaker myself. But, you know, it's amazing how when I go with him, there's so much that I learn.
Yeah.
And my confidence, you know. Yeah. When I come back, I'm like, damn, you know what, I can do this.
Yeah, but let me tell you, you know, with the Speakers University, I think it will put you on a total different level.
Oh, yeah.
Take it from me, I know.
I'm looking forward to that.
And Monday, so we're seeing you, though. We're not coming to your event tomorrow if you're not coming to ours.
No, you don't even have to try and persuade me. I'm there like a bear.
Done. Okay. Done.
I just need the details.
Okay.
So you then, just need the complimentary ticket. It's done.
Okay, then tell us, where can people get hold of more information about the event? And
For information, we ask people to call the office.
Okay.
During office hours.
Okay.
The number is 011-011-039-539-5256. Or to go on the EmpowerWorks website.
I spell that Empower. Maybe.
It's E-M-P-O W-A W-O-R-X. EmpowerWorks. E-M-P-O W-A W-O-R-X. X. So you can go to empowerworks.com. You'll find information.
Okay.
You can go to @empowerworks events on Twitter. You'll find information. Empowerworks events and communications on Facebook.
Okay.
You'll find information. Any or 011-039-5256. And you'll certainly be able to get your ticket. I don't know if I'm going to say the price.
No, you can say the price.
It's $1,200.
Okay.
For the 10 speakers,
then
we still have 6 panelists.
Hmm.
And we'll be hearing from the best from the corporate side, from media, because those are the two consumers of communication. And then we'll have these 10 speakers, including myself. I'll be talking about how to make and sell your own product.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
No, I'm coming in my suit. I'm going to facilitate the panel discussion. Mandisa, tell us the details about your event tomorrow.
It's called Up and Coming.
Okay.
It's a live music showcase.
Mm-hmm.
We're featuring two up and coming artists, Just Chlo.
Mm-hmm.
She's a soul singer.
Okay.
And Kevin Maduna.
Mm-hmm.
He's a kind of soulful pop singer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're launching Musa from Idols.
Okay.
We're launching his new album entitled Mr. Serious.
Okay.
And there'll be a few guest surprises there as well tomorrow night. Hard Rock Cafe, Nelson Mandela Square. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. And it's R100 for general access. And 150 if you want a special reservation.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. you do understand, Mr. Shongwe, me and your own special reservation.
Without
absolutely.
A doubt.
Vivi.
Yes. No, definitely. Guys, thanks a lot for joining us today. It was amazing having you guys on the show. I know I've enjoyed the show. I know the team has always enjoyed the show. Same goes for the listeners. But more than anything, what we specialize in is closing the show in style. There's somebody that is listening out there that, you know what, is failing. In life, or sometimes it's even failing to even be making that decision. So usually we close the show with style, with giving a 30 seconds word of inspiration to someone that's listening out there. There was, where do you say, ladies first? Okay, ladies first.
We can't be rude.
30 okay. seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
I have a saying that says, feel the fear and do it anyway, because we're always going to be scared of things. It's okay. Feel the fear, do it anyway. Make sure that it's attached to your passion, that you feel it inside. And then just keep pushing, just keep pushing, just keep pushing. I've been pushing for 5 years and I still don't feel like I'm there, but I'm pushing and I am getting there. So feel the fear, do it anyway, and push, push, push.
Okay, where do people find you on social media?
Facebook, Mandisa Badil. Twitter, @MandisaBadil. Instagram, @MandisaBadil.
Okay, Sese, your 30 seconds.
Okay, I always say never give up. You know, pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. Things happen. You will fail. But don't give up. Push, push, push.
Push, push, push. Social media?
I'm on Facebook as Gugule Tumakari. Mm-hmm. Instagram, Gugule Tumakari.
Okay. Mr. Shongwe?
I think there are ABCs of failure, ABCs of success. ABCs of failure is accuse, blame, complain, deceive, and make excuses. The ABCs of success is accept responsibility, believe in possibility, and continue. Remain consistent. Keep going. Don't stop. Three rules in life. Number one is never give up. Mm-hmm. Rule number two is never forget rule number one. Rule number three is when all else fails, don't forget rule number one. Never give up.
Don't forget rule number one.
On Facebook, yeah. On Zai Shongwe, B-O-N-S for sugar.
Okay.
Remember the sweet guy, so S for sugar. B-O-N-S-A-I, Shongwe. On Twitter, @Bonsai_Shongwe. Instagram, Bonsai Shongwe.
Okay. No, guys, thanks a lot. What am I saying in closing? Winners are not people who never fail, but people who never quit. The measure of a man is not how many times you fall. It's whenever you fall. How many times do you get up and dust yourself, then try again? I failed. Mandisa has failed. And definitely Gugu has failed. Shonga has failed. But we didn't let that define us. We've actually stood up, dusted ourselves, and try again. Even if it means you have to try out 10 times or even 20 times, you may never know. Maybe the 20th time will be the biggest breakthrough that you have. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Debo Homafodi. Thank you for staying tuned with us right here on 360 Biz, right here on Cliff Central. Catch us again next time, right here on Cliff Central. Same time, same place, with another exciting business and another exciting entrepreneur.
This is CliffCentral.com.